Let's talk about protecting your wealth. Investment paralysis. There are hundreds of so-called experts predicting Bitcoin will go down to 10,000. And then Bitcoin went up to 31,000 again. It proves one thing. No one knows what they're talking about. My Digital Money is here to give you the facts about the cryptocurrency market. And the fact is that every dip is an opportunity for gains. Billionaires celebrate dips. That's when they go on an investment spree. When Bitcoin dipped to 29,000, it was institutional investors and billionaires that went in. And that's why they are billionaires. Cryptocurrency volatility is as great as its potential. When you're ready to invest in cryptocurrency, My Digital Money is here. Whether you want to open a crypto IRA or trading cash, My Digital Money is a US-based cryptocurrency company that will answer your call, whether it's a forgotten password or a question about coins available. They are there to help. They will not force you to listen to a 10-minute automated message. Call them and they will answer. They are here to help you every step of the ups and downs. Every dip is an opportunity for gains. MyDigitalMoney.com will always be here. MyDigitalMoney.com. Test us. Call them at 833-636-2008. That's 833-636-2008. Or go to MyDigitalMoney.com. Now let's talk about protecting your wealth. Now with inflation at 8.6% and climbing, you're going to need some help to get back to financial safety. Noble Gold experts will share their knowledge of gold IRAs so you won't have to worry about a thing. And if you're quick, they're giving away an incredible 1/10 ounce American Eagle Gold Proof coin with every qualifying IRA or 401k rollover. You can't go wrong with Noble Gold. Call them at 877-646-5347. That's 877-646-5347. Let's talk about our health. Weight management is a universal struggle. After we turn 20, this struggle becomes much harder. This is because our body's metabolism slows by as much as 4% each decade. This is why I highly recommend this amazing keto diet powder. It works to increase the level of ketones in your body without you ever needing to be on a keto diet. So you receive all the benefits of keto, including faster metabolism and weight loss without the strict diet of keto. The best thing about it is that it comes with free shipping, free VIP live health and fitness coaching for life, and free e-report titled The Top 14 Ketogenic Foods. If you want to help support your weight loss, you'll love this product. Get up to 51% off for the next 24 hours by going to ketowithx22.com. That is ketowithx22.com. Plus, you get free shipping and a 60-day money-back guarantee. Let's talk about being prepared. Friends, American farmers recently warned about coming food shortages. They're not going to be able to grow enough food this year because of an off-the-charts fertilizer shortage. That means you need to stockpile emergency food if you don't have some. Get the recommended minimum 3 months worth per person in your family. Right now, you can save $150 off 3-month emergency food kit from My Patriot Supply. They're the nation's largest preparedness company, proudly offering Ready Hour brand products because they're the very best. Go to preparewithx22.com and get your $150 savings on their 3-month emergency food kit. This kit provides breakfast, lunches, dinners, drinks, and snacks, totaling over 2,000 calories a day. You won't go hungry when you have this food. So go to preparewithx22.com and save $150 on your 3-month food kit. That's preparewithx22.com. Don't let your family suffer. Act now while there's still time. Go to preparewithx22.com. That is preparewithx22.com. Let's talk about our health. Over 1,100 people participated in a study that demonstrated that collagen supplements are some of the best ways to improve the quality and health of your skin. The study found that taking collagen for 90 days is effective in reducing the appearance of skin aging by improving skin elasticity and hydration. So don't believe the naysayers. Collagen does work. The product I use is one of the most effective ways to strengthen joints, bones, and ligaments, support skin health, and help hair and nail growth. The best thing about using collagen powder is that it comes with free shipping, free VIP live health and fitness coaching for life, and free e-report titled The 14 Foods for Amazing Skin. Get up to 51% off if you order today by going to healthwithx22.com. That is healthwithx22.com. Plus, you get free shipping and 60-day money-back guarantee. Hi, and welcome. You're listening to the X22 Report. My name is Dave, and this is episode 2835, and today's date is July 27th, 2022, and the title of the episode is, How Do You Set a Trap? Who's the Bait? How Do You Show People the Truth? Let's get right into the economic collapse news. Now, the deep state, the corrupt politicians, the private Western Central Bank, they are heading down the economic path the patriots want them to head down. Remember, no matter what was going to happen, the World Economic Forum, the private Western Central Bank, they were going to proceed with their agenda. They were going to bring down the entire system. It was going to be a controlled demolition, which we're watching right now, but it was going to be done over a long period of time. So this way, either through the pandemic, the global economic shutdown, or a war, this way, they would have destruction, chaos, they would have a cover story, and people wouldn't argue or push back in what they wanted to do. Now, Trump and the Patriots, they knew this playbook. This was going to happen no matter which way we looked at it. Remember, the private Western central bank system has expanded over time, and its web is gigantic. Its tentacles are reaching everywhere. And Trump and the Patriots knew the only way to bring a system like this down was to destroy it. Now, if Trump, the Patriots, they came out and they started to destroy their system, the private Western central bank would fight back, and it would be an ugly battle. Instead, Trump, the Patriots, they say, you know something? Since we know their playbook, since we know what they're going to do here, why don't we just accelerate their plan, remove the cover story, pull back the curtain, let everyone see exactly what their plan is, and let's accelerate it so there's no misunderstanding on what they're trying to do here. People see the high fuel prices. People will see the inflation. People will see the economy falling apart. They will also see lie after lie after lie after lie, not just here in the United States, but around the world. Let the people see what they're going to do to farmers. Let the people see the true agenda of the World Economic Forum, the private Western central bank. That is what we're experiencing right now. The people have a front row seat. There's no confusion, chaos, noise, or whatever you want to call it. There's nothing like that. People can see this very, very clearly. And you can see the protests they are now picking up in all different countries. And as we approach this winter and it gets colder and colder, and they tell you, hey, we're not going to have energy. You're going to have to cut back. You're going to see a lot more protests, especially when inflation starts to pick up and the economy starts to fall apart. Now, what happens when this happens? Well, people won't be able to take it anymore. They'll hit the precipice. And this is what the Patriots actually want. They want the people to finally say enough is enough. We've been listening to the World Economic Forum. We've been listening to the Green New Deal. We've been listening to the criminal syndicate. We've been listening to the private central bank. And everything that you've been telling us has been turning out really, really bad. It's not benefiting us. It's making it harder for us to actually survive. And this is getting worse and worse as time goes on. Look what's happening out in Europe. The European gas prices, they have broken a new record. And people now are realizing and understand that this cannot continue on. And they realize that the World Economic Forum, the criminal syndicate, their leaders, the private West Central Bank, they're the ones who are responsible for all this. And they also understand that their Green New Deal is not working. Look, they shut everything down. They said, oh, we're not going to use coal. We're not going to use gas. We're not going to use oil. We're only going to use green energy, no nuclear, nothing. And look what happened. They can't make it. The windmills, whatever solar panels they have up, it is not working. And the people now are pushing back. Now, what did they do? Well, hey, let's change the definition like we change everything else. Now we're going to include nuclear energy, and that's green energy, everyone. And we might even include coal. Yeah, coal might be green energy too. Why are they doing this? Because they're trapped in their own agenda. They never expected all of this to happen so quickly. They just went along with it and they thought, wow, we really got it, that we got the pandemic. We're going to keep everyone locked down. This is going to be incredible. And then all of a sudden, everyone wasn't locked down. Everyone wasn't sitting in their home receiving a paycheck from the central bank. Everyone was back out and working. And now people aren't wearing masks. People are like, hey, the pandemic is gone, even though they're trying to bring it back. And now we see that these individuals who are pushing their agenda, they are trapped in their agenda. Look what's happening out in Germany. Germany could restart 3 more nuclear power plants, in addition to the 3 that are still in operation, within a few months or weeks. Why would they do this? Why don't they just set up more windmills? Why don't they set up more solar panels? Why? Because people would see the truth. People would say, well, wait a minute, it's not sunny today. How come we have no power? I can't charge my car. You told me to get an electric car. Now I can't charge it. You're telling me that I can't use my AC. I can't charge my car. And this is exactly what's happening out in Texas. It's actually happening out in Germany. And people are starting to understand this and realize it. Just like they're realizing who's responsible for the economy coming down. Remember, this is a controlled demolition, just like you're bringing down the building. And if it's controlled, you can shift things the way you want them to go. And I do believe Trump and the Patriots, that's exactly what they're going to do. And we can see now that businesses, they're starting to feel the heat, even though the Biden administration, Janet Yellen and the fake news and the rest, they're all telling us that, no, this is not really a recession. Actually, they're redefining recession just like everything else. They're trying to convince us that we don't know what we're talking about. They know what they're talking about, and we're just imagining things. But you see, with the economy, it's going to be very, very difficult. Because when you see companies like Weber laying off, Shopify, who lost $1.2 billion and are going to be laying off 1,000 people, you can pretend there's no recession. You can pretend that people aren't getting laid off. But when you're the one that is laid off and you know a friend that is laid off and you see more and more people being laid off and you see companies shutting down, people understand and they realize, hey, we're in a recession. Plus, there's really high inflation and fuel prices are off the charts. Why do you think consumer confidence is imploding? It went from, if you go back to right before 2020, it was about 101.5. It dropped all the way down to 95.5 and dropping like a rock. Actually, the line on the graph is straight down. And what does this tell you? It tells you that people are no longer confident. Actually, this is the third straight month in June. So the Consumer Confidence Survey, which details consumers' attitudes, buying intentions, vacation plans, consumer expectations for inflation, stock prices, and interest rates, it is dropping like a rock because people realize there is something wrong. Now, the Federal Reserve, they came out today and they said, you know something, we're going to be raising the interest rates by 75 basis points. Now, we know this is not going to stop inflation whatsoever. Actually, what it's going to do is going to bring down the economic system. Remember, they've been hiding inflation since 1971. They changed the calculation. They changed the calculation for unemployment, and they've been hiding it ever since. Now people can see the truth. And raising the rates is not going to do what it did back in the 70s. Remember, we were coming off the gold standard back then. We were attached, pegged to sound money. And once we came off sound money, the value of the currency dropped and they adjusted it with high interest rates because it lost value very, very quickly. Wages had to go up very, very quickly and everything else went up. So people at that time, they thought, this is incredible. I bought a house for $25,000 and I bought it when I was making $5,000 a year. Now I'm making $20,000 and my mortgage is absolutely nothing because I had a fixed rate. People thought it was incredible back then. Plus, my CDs are getting 14, 15, 16% interest. This is incredible. It's great coming off the gold standard. But what happens after that? After that first injection of the drug that makes you feel happy, it starts breaking down. And you start to take more of the drug and it's not keeping you that happy. And people are starting to realize, hey, I can't make ends meet. It's getting harder and harder as time goes on. When we approach the 80s, people started to take more credit. We had two people working in a job. And in the 90s, people went into debt. And then it got worse and worse. And the jobs, they weren't paying that much. And now here we are where everything else is going up. Actually, the value of the currency is going down. And wages are going in the opposite direction. At the end of the system, it is completely the opposite of what people felt in the beginning of the system. And this is what happens to drug addicts. In the end, they need more and more, but they don't get the same feeling anymore. And now we're going to feel the withdrawal when it's all taken away. And people are going to become very, very angry. And what's very interesting about all this, and a Business Insider put this out, just listen to this headline. And this explains everything you need to know. We've discussed this many, many times before. It says the Federal Reserve just moved to make your credit cards, mortgages, and car loans more expensive in hopes you'll spend less and help cool inflation. Now, listen to what they said here. Did they talk about any type of cash, actual money, or did they just talk about credit? That's all they talked about. If you notice, their system is based in debt. So they're making everything more expensive so you don't spend. But people have to spend. How do you live? You still have to pay your mortgage. You still have to buy food. You still have to buy gas. You still have a car payment. Most people are leasing today. So what does that mean? A lot of people are going to go out and lease another car. Or if when the lease comes up, they either have to buy it, refinance it, or lease another. So is this going to help? No. And today, with credit cards, most of the population, they have no savings. They've been using their savings. Yes, they might have saved up a little bit during the pandemic, but now It's depleted. So they're going back to credit cards. And the only way they can function is to put everything on their credit cards. So is this really going to help? No. Actually, the Fed raising the rates, and we've seen this time and time again, the Fed raising the rates is going to bring down the system. And I do believe Trump and the Patriots, they knew this entire playbook. Trump told us inflation is going to destroy the economy. And what does that mean? Well, if inflation is continually moving up, which means the devaluation of the currency, Trump and the Patriots knew that the Federal Reserve, to fight inflation, they would have to do what? Raise the rates. If they were going to raise the rates, they knew that this would bring down the system, would bring us into a recession. Whose watch is the recession going to happen on? Biden, Obama in the basement, the private Western central bankers, Trump's out of the picture. They're responsible for this. Why do you think they're getting ahead of the story right now? They knew from the very beginning that this was going to happen. They didn't expect it to happen so quickly, though. They knew eventually they were going to bring down the system, try to transition everyone into the Great Reset, the Green New Deal. They never expected all of this to happen so quickly. This is why in the beginning they were talking about transitory was going to disappear. They didn't realize that everything has been accelerated and they don't have the 10 years. And now they are trapped in their own agenda, which means the spotlight is turned on them and there's no escape from this. They're going to own this. The people are going to be angry at these individuals who've been lying to them since the very beginning. You think Trump and the Patriots wanted this? Absolutely. How do you destroy the private Western central bank system? How do you show the people who's responsible for this? How do you show the people that, hey, we're going to point in other directions because it's not our fault? Trump and the Patriots wanted everyone to see how these people don't take accountability, how they're liars, how they're the ones that cause this, how their Green New Deal system is not going to work. That's what people are going to see. And when people see this and we get a new Congress in and the Congress says, okay, we're in this crisis. This is ridiculous. We're in this bad recession. It's worse than 2008, 2009. We need to find out why this happened. And by the way, there's no bailouts this time. So let's find out what happened here. And yes, they're going to probe the Federal Reserve. Yes, they're going to probe exactly what happened. And I do believe they're going to find out quite a bit. And the American people are going to find out quite a bit. And I do believe this is going to give the people ammunition to decide in which direction we go with our system. And I'm talking about our monetary system. And I do believe this time is approaching very, very quickly. Let's talk about protecting your wealth. Investment paralysis. There are hundreds of so-called experts predicting Bitcoin will go down to 10,000. And then Bitcoin went up to 31,000 again. It proves one thing. No one knows what they're talking about. My Digital Money is here to give you the facts about the cryptocurrency market. And the fact is that every dip is an opportunity for gains. Billionaires celebrate dips. That's when they go on an investment spree. When Bitcoin dipped to 29,000, it was institutional investors and billionaires that went in. And that's why they are billionaires. Cryptocurrency volatility is as great as its potential. When you're ready to invest in crypto, currency, My Digital Money is here. Whether you want to open a crypto IRA or trading cash, My Digital Money is a US-based cryptocurrency company that will answer your call, whether it's a forgotten password or a question about coins available. They are there to help. They will not force you to listen to a 10-minute automated message. Call them and they will answer. They are here to help you every step of the ups and downs. Every dip is an opportunity for gains. MyDigitalMoney.com will always be here. MyDigitalMoney.com. Test us. Call them at 833-636-2008. That's 833-636-2008. Or go to MyDigitalMoney.com. Now let's talk about protecting your wealth. Now with inflation at 8.6% and climbing, you're going to need some help to get back to financial safety. Noble Gold experts will share their knowledge of gold IRAs so you won't have to worry about a thing. And if you're quick, they're giving away an incredible 1/10 ounce American Eagle Gold Proof coin with every qualifying IRA or 401k rollover. You can't go wrong with Noble Gold. Call them at 877-646-5347. That's 877-646-5347. Now, the deep state, the corrupt politicians, fake news, big tech, the puppet masters, they're panicking because they don't have the leverage. And ever since Trump stepped into the White House back in 2016, he has set up trap after trap after trap, and he keeps laying out the bait, and the deep state players continually take the bait time and time again. And everything that we've been witnessing, everything that we've been seeing, it has been coming back at the deep state tenfold. And this is going to be a complete and utter disaster for the deep state in the end. Now think about it. Who is the bait? It's Trump. Trump is the bait. They continually go after him. And he knew from the very beginning with the military, with the Patriots, he knew that they were going to be coming after him. We've been told that he will take every sling and arrow. He will take it all. And if you know the playbook and if you know they're going to do this, you can set traps along the way and you can bait them into where you want them to go. And that's exactly what he's been doing. The same thing's happening with the Unselect Committee, just like with Russia, Russia, Russia. He trapped them. He caught them all. He has all the evidence. Who has it now? Durham. He caught them in the impeachment hoax number one, impeachment hoax number two. Did that work out well for them? No, it did not. Now here we are with the Unselect Committee. This all has to do with what? The presidential election of 2020. How is this going for them? Not too well. They have no evidence whatsoever. Actually, what they've been trying to do is they've been trying to cover up the evidence. That is a trap. Because remember, if you're covering something up, that means you knowingly committed a crime. And now you're covering up that crime. And this is exactly what Schiff has tried to do twice now with the elections of 2020. And I'm not even talking about the Russia collusion impeachment hoax number one. He was covering up things back then. But these are very, very noticeable. And now they're trapped in their own agenda. Because when things go south, which they will, the cover-up is going to show that they had criminal intent. Because they knowingly knew there was evidence that would exonerate Trump. Instead, they decided they were going to cover it up, not produce it, and actually try to add a bill to cover it up. And when that didn't work, they were going to add an amendment to the NDAA to try to cover it up. And we'll be discussing a lot more about this a little bit later. But first, let's talk about the transgender swimmer, Leah Thomas. Remember, she was nominated as Woman of the Year for the NCAA. Well, it seems that she did not, or he did not, win that whatsoever. And he should not be winning this award because he is not a woman. And the women should be very, very angry at this. And I think the majority of the women are angry at this. Now, the other thing that's very interesting is we could see CNN, they put out a poll. And remember, Biden, he got 81 million votes. But their poll says 75% of Democrats want different candidate selected and installed in 2024. It's funny how it didn't say voted and elected. Instead, they want someone installed. That is very interesting. So why are they coming out with this? I do believe that they're preparing to have some type of change, maybe a change of batter. And they're building the narrative over and over and over again. And I do believe we're heading in this direction. And remember, August is typically a very, very hot month. And the deep state loves to play during this period of time. The Patriots, they already know that this is the month they play in. And I do believe the Patriots already know their playbook. What do you think the deep state's going to do? Do you think they're going to start the process of change of batter and maybe something else, chaos, riots, you name it? I do believe so. We'll have to watch this very carefully. Now, what's very interesting, and we've talked about this before, the news is trying to, you know, understand why people aren't listening to them anymore. Why are we losing so many people? Why aren't they engaging anymore? And actually, there was one reporter out there letting everyone know, hey, people don't trust us anymore. Well, maybe if you stop with the propaganda and you stop lying to the American people and instead do investigative reporting, maybe you can win the people back. Eh, probably not. They've already decided, you know something? There's no hope for this media right now. But Cognitive Carbon put this out, and this is coming from Axios. And it says, news engagement plummets as Americans tune out. Now, the question is, why are Americans tuning out? Is it because, oh, we're just not interested in the news? Or are they waking up and they're thinking logically now and they're starting to realize that the fake news is just that, fake news? Remember, Trump came in 2016, started calling the news fake news. It started to catch on and people started to call the news fake news. The news started to come out and say, hey, no, we tell the truth. Then they implemented fact checkers to say, hey, what we're telling you is true, even though we're using fact checkers that, you know, we pay for and it's part of the source organization and everything else. People didn't believe that because things didn't make sense. They lost the narrative. They lost the people. Cognitive Carbon down below says, no, Axios, it's because of the Great Awakening. The hypnosis doesn't work on as many people now. That's absolutely true. And it's going to break down as more and more evidence comes out. Remember, the truth will always win over propaganda. Facts, truth, it stands tall. You can throw propaganda at it, but in the end, it will fall apart and you will not be able to fight the truth and facts. And that's exactly what's happening with the fake news right now. Everything that they put out, what are the digital soldiers doing? The digital soldiers are countering everything they do. Everything they put out, all the propaganda, they look for the truth, they find the truth, they find the facts, and then they counter the narrative of the fake news. This is why they're having such a problem. Now, you can see the different tactics they decided to implement. First, it was fact checkers. When that didn't work and the people said, yeah, these fact checkers, they're not reciting any facts. That's the problem. What did they do next? They started to censor people. Because how do you shut people up? You silence them. But did that help? No, people just went to different platforms and they still were out there countering everything the fake news. And actually, the fake news and all the shills followed the digital soldiers to the other platforms, trying to shut them up. Remember, they can't censor people on the platforms. So they're losing the battle every step of the way. And people are waking up in droves because all you have to do is listen to the fake news, listen to the lies, and all of a sudden you realize, wow, this doesn't make any sense. You told me one thing a couple months ago, and it turns out to be a lie. Look what they told us about recession. Look what they told us about, hey, if you take the vaccine, you're not going to get COVID. Hey, look what they told us about the vaccine. Hey, if you take it, there's no side effects. It's perfectly fine. It's safe, effective. It all turned out to be a lie. And people are starting to realize it. Same thing with pedophilia and grooming. People are starting to realize that, hey, there is grooming now. Why would you be banning the word groomer if you're not afraid, if people aren't grooming? So you only censor someone, you only censor words if they truly have meaning and they're actually the truth. And that's how you know they're afraid. That's how you know that they're very worried. Actually, look what happened with the Film Academy member, Jeff Cooper. He was sentenced to 8 years in prison for molesting a child. Now, Cooper, who is an Academy of Motion Picture Arts and Sciences member since 2002, he was found guilty of sexually assaulting a minor in 2005, 2007, when the child was between 12 and 13 years old. Now, this individual, he designed movie theaters and studios for directors like George Lucas, Francis Ford Coppola, Steven Spielberg, and many others. You think this is just a one-off thing? No, this goes very, very deep and wide. Think about all the information and everything that we've been hearing since the beginning when Trump came into office. This has been accelerating, and you're starting to see more and more individuals get arrested, and you see a lot of operations where they're actually hunting down human traffickers, child traffickers, pedophiles, and they're actually arresting these people. And I do believe this is just the warm-up. This is the drip, drip, drip to get everyone used to this type of narrative that, yes, this does exist, and there are people out there that do these things, especially people in very high positions. And I think this is going to spread to a lot of people in Hollywood, into sports, especially in DC and in corporations. And I do believe this is just a warm up. Why are they warming people up? Well, what do you think is going to be produced at the right moment? I do believe it's going to be Ghislaine Maxwell's little black book with a lot of names in there. And I do believe the Patriots right now, this is just the warm up before the main event. And I do believe that main event is coming pretty soon. Now, what's very interesting is we know that these big tech companies, they've been censoring people like crazy. They don't want people telling the truth. And that's why they censor people. And they're continually censoring people. But what's happening is they're losing the battle. They can't keep up with the number of people that are telling the truth. And I do believe in the end, they're going to try to use a communication blackout. And they're waiting for the right moment because they know that certain things are going to drop. And they know that they're going to have to shut things down. Now, what's very interesting about this, since we're talking about censorship, Trump was out there and on Truth Social, and he truthed something, and this is coming from the RSBN network, and it says, Trump calls for takedown of left censorship regime. We should use every power at our disposal. So he slammed the cancel culture of the left Saturday night, urging young conservatives to stand up for their right to free speech. There is no such thing as democracy that does not have free speech. And he's absolutely right. Actually, we're a republic. And yes, It's in the Constitution. You have the right to speak freely. And hate speech and people that have their own opinions or producing facts, that doesn't give you the right to censor someone, especially hate speech. Because what's hateful to one person is not hateful to another. Who are the guardians of hate? I mean, if you have transgenders in big tech, anything you say about the transgenders, it's hateful. If you have people that hate Trump and all the people in big tech are Trump haters, and if you say anything about, say, Biden or anyone else, they take you down because they hate people that support Trump. So why would they be the guardians of hate? This is why the founding fathers, when they created the First Amendment, they didn't say, oh, except for hate, except for this. They said free speech. If you don't like listening to something, then don't listen. See, you have that right to do that. On a TV, you can shut it off. On a radio, you can shut it off. If you're listening or reading it on your phone, unsubscribe. Don't listen anymore. See, that's your right. But the big tech and these people in big tech and the deep state players, they don't have the right to tell you what's hate and what's not hate and what you can listen to and what you can't listen to. And this is what they've been trying to do from the very beginning. And our founding fathers knew this. And that's why when they created the First Amendment, it just says the right to free speech, period. And nobody can tell you what to say or what not to say. Now, again, if you're going to break the law, that's something completely different. If you go tell someone to kill someone, that's something completely different. And that is against the law. And usually social media platforms have policies for that if you break the law. Remember, it's a law. Hate speech is not a law. Now, the other thing that we see building up right now is what's happening with Taiwan. We see that the USS Ronald Reagan and its escorts left Singapore, sailing northeast according to Ship Tracker, and it looks like it might be heading to where Nancy Pelosi is going when she's going to visit Taiwan. Now, this is very interesting, and this reminds me of Post 38. This is November 2nd, 2017. It says, four carriers and escorts in the Pacific. Why is this relevant? To prevent other state actors from attempting to harm us during the transition, Russia-China, or conversely, all North Korea, or all three. Now, that's very interesting. We'll have to see how this plays out. Now, the other thing that's very interesting, and Ultra Peppy Lives Matter put this out, and this is coming from Nancy Pelosi's stock tracker, and it says, breaking, Speaker Pelosi just sold 25,000 shares of NVIDIA for an average price of $165.05 on July 26, 2022. This is the first time Pelosi has ever reported a trade the same day that she made it. One of the filings, she commented, for a total loss of $341,365 on the filing. Well, Ultra Peppy Lives Matter on the bottom said, huh, what's going on here? Nancy bought and sold shares of NVIDIA, major semiconductor company, stock for an actual loss? But here's the kicker. Taiwan is one of the world's largest semiconductor countries in the world. What does she know? This is extremely suspicious. There is a chips bill in Congress right now as well. Let's talk about being prepared. Friends, American farmers recently warned about coming food shortages. They're not going to be able to grow enough food this year because of an off-the-charts fertilizer shortage. That means you need to stockpile emergency food if you don't have some. Get the recommended minimum 3 months worth per person in your family. Right now, you can save $150 off 3 month emergency food kit from My Patriot Supply. They're the nation's largest preparedness company, proudly offering Ready Hour brand products because they're the very best. Go to preparewithx22.com and get your $150 savings on their 3 month emergency food kit. This kit provides breakfast, lunches, dinners, drinks, and snacks totaling over 2,000 calories a day. You won't go hungry when you have this food. So go to preparewithx22.com and save $150 on your 3 month food kit. That's preparewithx22.com. Don't let your family suffer. Act now while there's still time. Go to preparewithx22.com. That is preparewithx22.com. Let's talk about our health. Over 1,100 people participated in a study that demonstrated that collagen supplements are some of the best ways to improve the quality and health of your skin. The study found that taking collagen for 90 days is effective in reducing the appearance of skin aging by improving skin elasticity and hydration. So don't believe the naysayers. Collagen does work. The product I use is one of the most effective ways to strengthen joints, bones, and ligaments, support skin health, and help hair and nail growth. The best thing about using collagen powder is that it comes with free shipping, free VIP live health and fitness coaching for life, and free e-report titled The 14 Foods for Amazing Skin. Get up to 51% off if you order today by going to healthwithx22.com. That is healthwithx22.com. Plus, you get free shipping and 60-day money-back guarantee. Now think about that for a second. She knows something that's up. She just doesn't do something just to do it. She doesn't take a loss like this unless she knows something else. And we can see things are building up in Taiwan, and Just Human lays out what he thinks is going to happen there. Before any kinetic action against Taiwan, China is going to first demand the U.S. pull out troops and assets that are currently there training Taiwanese. I still don't think China will actually invade Taiwan. Their military is shit, and they know that. I don't think they'll demand a U.S. withdrawal from Taiwan, though, hello Afghanistan 2.0. To me, we are seeing regions of responsibility develop. That's what I call them anyway. U.S.-NATO pull back, regional actors take responsibility for their neighborhood. No more U.S.-NATO world police. This is what happened in Afghanistan and Iran, where now the GCC and Abraham Accords nations have far more influence and responsibility. It's happening in Ukraine with Russia taking responsibility for that area. I think it will happen next in Taiwan. Japan, Australia, India will take responsibility for China and Taiwan. In all three areas, U.S.-NATO just need to back away, that's all. I called the first two regional scenarios, Afghanistan and Ukraine, accurately, though I was not aware of the biolabs in Ukraine. I'm feeling confident I have the third regional scenario well assessed. U.S. will withdraw to Japan and Guam as Taiwan's neighbors step up to face down the CCP aggression. The Biden admin will experience a Groundhog Day like Afghanistan 2.0 with massive media coverage and max embarrassment on the national and international stage. Regions of responsibility. That's what Trump has created in the Middle East, and what is being created in Ukraine, and what will be created in the Pacific. Trump truly changed the world. He's changing it from a deep state playground into a peaceful world scenario. That's exactly what he's doing. He's draining the swamp out in these areas. He's removing the leverage. And he's been doing this all over the place. Remember, if you think it's just the United States, if you think it's just the politicians here, you're mistaken. This swamp, this deep state system is far larger than anyone could imagine. It's in every country. It's around the world. And they've been building and building upon this for a very long time. Trump right now, he is dismantling the entire system one piece at a time. And the deep state is trying to stop him. Yes, they know in the end that when everything is dismantled, and the actual evidence comes out that these individuals here in the United States are treasonous, and we see other leaders, the evidence pours out that they're treasonous. They know that this is going to happen. That day is going to come if they don't stop him. And they've been trying to stop him from the very beginning. See, they thought they had all the leverage back in 2016. Trump's running, not a big deal. We got all the illegals here. We got all the illegal voting. We know how to cheat. It's not that big of a deal. Hillary Clinton, she's going to win by 3 million votes, which is the popular vote, and we don't have to worry about it. And then Trump came in, and the electors said, no, 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 Trump won. This threw them. They never expected her to lose. And ever since then, what have they been doing? They've been throwing everything they possibly have at Trump. Remember, he's the bait. He's the focus. He actually made himself the focus. And when you make someone the focus and you have evidence and you have the truth and you have the facts and you're gathering more and more evidence as they're throwing things at you, you can actually turn the tables on them in the end. And that's what Trump is doing right now. He's waiting for the right moment. He's waiting to call the ball. And yes, this information is going to be brought out into the open. He needs the people to see how evil, how ruthless these people really are, how they'll cover up their treasonous acts. And he actually wants them to cover all of this up. I mean, think about it. When he came into the White House, were they covering up everything they did when they were spying on Trump? Absolutely. Did he catch them in the act? Absolutely. He caught him in the act with the Russian collusion, with impeachment hoax number one, number two, the Unselect Committee, the election fraud, the pandemic, you name it. Everything that they did, he caught them. He has it all. And yes, the people are now learning this. And with the pandemic, you can see their entire mission was to get rid of Trump, to cheat in the election, to bring in a puppet, which they actually overthrew the government and they brought in a puppet. He really is a puppet. And Trump, he wanted the nation, the world, to see this. because this is what happens when a government is overthrown. Now, look what's happening with the pandemic right now. Fauci is getting a little nervous right now. Remember, he's set to retire, and he's hoping if he retires, no one will be looking at him. No one will be questioning what he did. He'll just go off into the sunset and he'll be safe. And Senator Rand Paul, I don't think he's going to let up. Actually, with the new Congress, I don't think they're going to let up. I do believe they are going to investigate what Birx, what Fauci, what the CDC, what the FDA has done with this pandemic. And of course, Fauci's out there saying, listen, I'm an open book. You can look at anything. And then why does he hide his records? You see, he's a snake oil salesman, and he slithers through all of this. But actually, Rand Paul continually calls him out. And I do believe his day is coming, and I'm talking about Fauci. Now, the other thing that's very interesting is we could see that the whole entire death jab program for kids is not working. The parents have made it clear they don't want COVID shots for their young children. Just 7% of parents surveyed said that their child under 5 years old has already been vaccinated, more than 1 month after the CDC and Food and Drug Administration authorized and recommended a vaccine for that age group. 43% say they'll never get their kid vaccinated against the virus under any circumstances. And I do believe as more information comes out, more and more people are going to be pushing back. Actually, Ron Johnson is out there, and he's saying that he wants whistleblowers from the health agency to step forward. Whistleblowers at our federal health agencies, please come forward. Restore integrity and credibility to our agencies. Our COVID response was a miserable failure, largely because health agencies were not transparent. This lack of transparency must end. Americans deserve the truth. Absolutely. And every single piece of information that these agencies do or what they recommend or anything like that should be completely transparent. Where did you get the data? How did you come up with it? Is it peer reviewed? And we should have outside experts looking over their work. And we, the people, should get these outside experts to view what they're doing, because they cannot be trusted. And even if you remove them, the next batch can't be trusted. And those people that are working for the CDC, or even if the FDA or the CDC exist, or maybe there's another agency, they cannot go work for any pharmaceutical company. And anyone who's been working for a pharmaceutical company cannot work at these agencies. There cannot be any commingling of people. Just like if you work in the investment arena, you can't commingle the funds. And I do believe that that day is coming, and we're going to see things change quite a bit. Now, what's very interesting is we know that the politicians, the fake news, big tech, they've been lying to us from the very beginning. And Buck Sexton and SSGQ on True Social, and Buck Sexton is on Twitter, they put out some interesting information. So first, Buck Sexton said, what is a recession? They don't know. What is a woman? They don't know. But they're absolutely sure that the vax shot number 5 will do the trick. SSQ on True Social said the following. They redefined gender. They redefined vaccines. They redefined recession. Are you catching on yet? Good versus evil. Absolutely. And I think people are now seeing this, that they keep changing the definition to fit what their agenda is. And that doesn't make any sense. And people are questioning this, and it doesn't make any sense. Now, what's very interesting is we can see that DeSantis, he is continually pushing back against the deep state players and foreign entities. And he signed another piece of legislation ensuring foreign adversaries like the Chinese Communist Party cannot access Florida schools, governments, and companies, including banning Confucius Institutes in our colleges and universities. Absolutely. There should be no foreign government that should have access to our education. Actually, the education and everything that we teach our young should be brought down to the local level. The centralized systems in the federal government, like Department of Education, that should be dismantled. And everything should go back to the local level, and the community should make the decision on what happens. And if the community doesn't like what's going on, they remove those individuals. And I do believe that is happening right now with the parents. The parents have finally woken up. They started to realize, wow, our school system has been infiltrated. And they're starting to fight back against CRT, against certain books that they put into place to teach the children transgenderism and different sex topics and things like that. And the parents are saying, no, this is not your job. Your job is to teach them math, reading, and not your wokeism. And I do believe this is going to continue as time goes on. And the parents, they're going to be taking back control, just like Trump is taking back control. Now, remember, the deep state, they're going to continually push and push and push because they know that it's game over if they can't get Trump out. And that's really what they're trying to do. Look what's happening out in Georgia. The Georgia Democrat prosecutor, she has been slapped down by two courts now, but it's not enough. Remember, she put together a grand jury. They're going after Trump because he had a phone call with Raffensperger. Trump, he released the call. It was already debunked. It was a call that was absolutely fine, as Trump would say. And she is still trying to go after Trump, but the court keeps slapping her down because there's nothing there. But they're keeping the pressure on. And Trump, he responded to all this and he said the following: the Georgia phone calls were perfect. Many people and lawyers on both sides were knowingly on the one call. I assume the call was taped. There were zero complaints or angry, how dare you, charges made during the call, and no hangups by anyone aggrieved or insulted at what was said. They were perfect calls, and that's all in caps. I was just doing my job as president and seeking fairness and the truth. The election was rigged and stolen. Absolutely. But remember, the deep state players, what is their main goal right now? Their main goal is to remove Trump and make sure that he can't sit in office. Now, the problem with all this, these people truly believe that the people of this country are just going to stop if Trump can't get back into office. You see, Trump is not just a person. The MAGA movement is just not a movement. Patriotism is just not something that happened because of Trump. Yes, it came back and people started to wake up because of what's been happening. But now, this avalanche that's rolling down the hill, it cannot be stopped. The genie is out of the bottle. And no matter what they do, the people cannot be put back to sleep. And the people will keep charging forward. So what did they decide to do? They decided to release information from the Washington Post that the Department of Justice is conducting a grand jury with witness testimony targeting Trump for seditious conspiracy against the government. That was the whole purpose of the Unselect Committee from the very, very beginning. They're going after Trump to make sure that he can't sit in office. He can't be president again. And they think that's going to solve their problems. The problem with all of this, and we said this from the very beginning, is that Trump, he's always been the bait. You see, he knew that every move that he makes to destroy the deep state system, they were going to attack and attack and attack. And he was counting on this because with each attack, he sets up a trap. Remember, he's following the rule of law. He's gathering documentation and evidence, and he wants them to pursue this avenue. Now, remember, there has been no former president. They have never been charged with a crime in the country's history. In cases when investigators found evidence suggesting a president engaged in criminal conduct like Richard M. Nixon, Bill Clinton, investigators and successive administrations concluded it was better to grant immunity or forego prosecution. Now, remember this. No president has ever been charged. What are they doing to him? Think about that for a sec. Now, where did the Washington Post get this information? Well, Brian Cates breaks it down. He says the following. Here's the sourcing for this Washington Post story about formal criminal investigation being opened into Donald Trump for his actions on January 6th, found in just the first three paragraphs. Surprise, it's four anonymous persons familiar with the matter. How many times over the past few years have people fallen for this shit? None of them are even described as being Department of Justice employees or members of the prosecution team, the supposed grand jury. They're just four anonymous persons. Now, this is how it works. Why are they projecting this out there? What did they actually want to do? Remember, Schiff, he has this amendment in the NDAA where you cannot look at the Department of Defense documentation if there's a trial or anything like that. Now, remember going back in time, we'll be discussing that in just a sec. He also tried to do this once before with another bill. Let's talk about our health. Weight management is a universal struggle. After we turn 20, this struggle becomes much harder. This is because our body's metabolism slows by as much as 4% each decade. This is why I highly recommend this amazing keto diet powder. It works to increase the level of ketones in your body without you ever needing to be on a keto diet. So you receive all the benefits of keto, including faster metabolism and weight loss without the strict diet of keto. The best thing about it is that it comes with free shipping, free VIP live health and fitness coaching for life, and free e-report titled The Top 14 Ketogenic Foods. If you want to help support your weight loss, you'll love this product. Get up to 51% off for the next 24 hours by going to ketowithx22.com. That is ketowithx22.com. Plus, you get free shipping and a 60-day money-back guarantee. Now, once again, remember how the deep state players play. Remember when Biden came out with the vaccine mandates? He knew it was completely unconstitutional. He was waiting for what? The OSHA rules. Because Nancy Pelosi and the rest of the team, they were supposed to include this in the stimulus bill. It never happened. That's when it all fell apart. So he got ahead of the game. The Washington Post, I do believe, is getting ahead of this, thinking that this amendment is going to be in the NDAA. So they're already getting ahead of this and putting this out there. Now, listen to what Merrick Garland says. He says that Trump can be prosecuted. No person is above the law in this country. There's nothing in the principles of prosecution which prevent us from investigating anyone who is criminally responsible for any attempt to undo a democratic election. Now, think about what he just said. Nobody is above the law. Trap number one. Think about what's happening right now. So, will Merrick Garland set a precedent that nobody is above the law? Will he press charges? Will he announce it? We'll have to see, but that is a trap that is set. If we go back to post 3740, this is December 22nd, 2019, it says on the bottom, nobody is above the law, not anymore. That's interesting. And then we come to find out that Cassidy Hutchinson is cooperating with the Department of Justice January 6th probe. Now, that's very interesting. The Department of Justice has interviewed her, and I guess they got some information. She's cooperating. Well, let's go back to post 4,958. Remember, this is a new post, June 29th, 2022. Let me read down a little bit. It says, who will be surprised? Define plant. How do you insert a plant? Can emotions be used to insert a plant? Who is Cassidy Hutchinson? Trust the plan. I do believe this is trap number two. Let's continue. Now, we know that Trump, he authorized the National Guard. Remember the Posse Comitatus Act? If there's an insurrection or something's happening, he can authorize the National Guard, but he doesn't have full control of the authorization. It has to be the mayor of D.C. or a governor to say, yes, we will allow this to happen. This is why during the riots, Trump said, we have the National Guard. They're ready to go. Who wants them? I authorize them. Who wants them? And the governors had to say, I do. But they never did. But Cash, he put this out, and we played this yesterday with Cash Patel, Chris Miller, explaining what they did. So he says, Liz Cheney broadcast President Trump's innocence of insurrection on Fox News this past weekend. As a member of the Armed Services Committee, which oversees DOD, she knows the legal limits of the presidential authority for domestic troop deployment. The truth, the President Trump authorized National Guard troops days before January 6th, and Pelosi, Bowser, rejected it. Chairman Milley confirmed this to Biden's DOD IG, see his report, as have Secretary of Defense Miller and myself under sworn congressional testimony. Cheney knows it's unconstitutional for any president to order the military to deploy domestically. That is the definition of a coup. By her own admission, Cheney has vindicated Trump of the very thing she has accused him of from day one, an insurrection. Trump never made any illegal orders. He followed the law and authorized the National Guard to secure the U.S. Capitol. Pelosi and Bowser failed to make the request for the deployment. See it for yourself. All cited government docs have been published by FWK at DurhamWatch.com. Now, think about why they don't want this out there. Yes, Cheney's telling lies. Cash, Chris Miller, they're telling the truth. They have the documents. But what don't they want the people to see? They don't want people to see the actual documents with the Department of Defense and what else is in there. Why is that? Well, it would exonerate Trump. And remember, if he's being brought up on charges, you're going to need those documentations. Yes, you might see a letter that Bowser says, yeah, we don't want the troops, or Pelosi saying we don't want the troops, but you need to see the authorization. But let's go back a little bit, and we mentioned this yesterday. This is post 4521. This is June 25th, 2020. It seems back then Schiff was getting prepared for the insurrection. That's why he introduced H.R. 7297 to amend Title 18 United States Code to prohibit the use of an armed force under the jurisdiction of the Secretary of Military Department as a posse comitatus or otherwise to execute the laws and for other purposes. So he was trying to stop Trump from authorizing the National Guard because they knew what they had planned. They planned the pandemic. They needed to get Trump out of office. They were going to overthrow the government in the election, and they were going to cover it up on January 6th, and they were going to have their own insurrection to cover up their real insurrection that happened on November 3rd. And when you start to look at this and you start to break it down, you can see that the pandemic was released in February of 2020. This was to remove Trump from office. They knew they were going to need to overthrow the government by cheating, so they set their plan in motion. The Patriots were watching it all. Trump created the Space Force. He told us how they were going to cheat. He told us that they were going to use ballots, and the Space Force, they were going to collect internet traffic to capture foreign interference. So basically, Trump, the Patriots, the military, they captured what other foreign governments were doing. And I do believe this is what Cash Patel, Chris Miller, Trump were doing in the office on January 4th, talking about foreign interference. That's the first time we actually heard about this, and they never really discussed this before. So they were talking about the foreign interference, which I do believe they have that information. And why haven't they released it yet? Well, because certain things have to play out first. Because you just can't show there's foreign interference because it would look like, hey, Trump made this up. You needed the people to show that they cheated. And you needed to build the case. And you needed to build a very, very strong case. Now, the deep state players, they knew that they needed something to stop Pence. They needed confusion on January 6th. They need everyone in fear. So this way, none of the electors would be rejected. So they needed to create a plan of chaos during the January 6th count of the electors. Now remember, Schiff, he tried to pass the bill so Trump could not authorize the National Guard on January 6th. Now Schiff is trying to block anyone from looking at the DOD records that will exonerate Trump because he did authorize the National Guard, but Pelosi and Bowser rejected it. They need to do this because their entire goal was to prosecute from the beginning so Trump could not hold office. And this is why I do believe the Washington Post is getting ahead of all this, because they're hoping that this amendment is snuck in and it will be there and they'll be able to go ahead with the prosecution. And this way, nobody can access that information that he actually authorized the National Guard, because that would blow the whole thing out of water. So think about what they're doing right now. Now, let's go back a little bit in time. Remember when the DOJ investigated Trump's handling of classified documents? When federal prosecutors, they launched a grand jury investigation into whether former President Trump mishandled White House records by bringing boxes of documents to his Mar-a-Lago estate after he finished his term? Well, what were they actually looking for? Were they looking for information about Durham and his case? Were they looking about information about treason? Or do they want to know if he had the documents from the DOD about him authorizing the National Guard? I wonder who has that documents, because remember, Trump, he declassified pretty much everything. Do you think he declassified this? Do you think the actual generals, the actual military has this documentation, part of devolution? Starting to feel that way. So they took the bait. Trump has always been the bait the entire time. They're coming after him, and he always has countermeasures in place. Because why? He has the truth and documentation. And he wants these individuals to push forward, to trap them in their own lies, which will expose everything. Let's just go back to post 1200. This is April 20th, 2018. It says, and on the board, it says, amazing. They are literally opening the door for you to drop all the information as evidence in a court of law. They fall for it every single time. How do you legally $22.49. And Anon put up many different posts here. And there are a couple of tweets from Trump back in the day. But let me read down below. It says, important graphic. How do you catch a fish? Use bait. Imagine the information being shared now out of fear. Post 2553. Now, this is a picture, and it looks like this is the funeral of Bush Sr. And there's a picture of Trump and Melania and the rest, Obama, Clinton's, and the rest. Down below, it says, POTUS FLOTUS not participating in this evil. Now, down below, Q responded, and it says the following. One man who gave up everything, risking his life, himself and family, to fight for and defend we the people. Bait expends ammunition. Evil has no place here. So think about the cover-up. Schiff knowingly knew and tried to cover it up twice. He tried to shut down everything that they are planning. So he knowingly knew what they were planning, and now he's trying to cover up one piece of evidence that will exonerate Trump. The Unselect Committee knowingly knew that Trump authorized the National Guard. All they have to do is look at the records. Think about the Department of Justice. Do they really have a case? No, because all they have to do is look at the records. Did he or did he not authorize the National Guard? And did Nancy Pelosi reject it? That's all they have to do. But they knowingly decided, hey, we're not going to be looking at this. We're not going to produce it whatsoever. So what else are these people hiding? Trump, Cash, Miller discussed foreign interference on January 4th. Trump authorized the National Guard because there were going to be a lot of people on January 6th. Did Trump know the playbook? Yes. Yes, he did. Trump responded to all of this, and he said the following. Just more disinformation by the Democrats, like the Russia, Russia, Russia scam. Impeachment hoax number one, impeachment hoax number two, the long-running Mueller report, which ended in no collusion, and so much more. Now that we have found the answers to these crooked election-changing events, why is the Justice Department not prosecuting those responsible? Plenty of time left. And if you notice, he continually says this over and over and over, and there's a reason why he's saying it. Listen, we need to look at what happened in the elections, not what happened on January 6th. That's not important. It is important, but the more important thing is during the elections. Why does he keep bringing it up? Because think about the bait and the trap that he set. This is all going to go back to the presidential election of 2020. Then he said the following. People forget this all about a rigged and stolen election, but rather than go after the people that rigged and stole it, they go after the people that are seeking honesty and truth and have freedom of speech and many other defenses on their side. Justice Department should look at the crime of the century. Evidence is massive and irrefutable. Then Trump, he put out a statement. I've notified CNN of my intent to file a lawsuit over their repeated defamatory statements against me. I will also be commencing actions against other media outlets who have defamed me and defrauded the public regarding the overwhelming evidence of fraud throughout the 2020 election. I will never stop fighting for the truth and for the future of the country. Very interesting. Why did he decide to sue the fake news right now in regards to what happened in the 2020 election? Is something else about to drop? Is something else about to happen? I do believe so. And I do believe he has trapped the fake news, the corrupt politicians, big tech, in their big lie, because they're the ones who've pushed the big lie. And I think this is all going to be coming down around them. Now, the other thing that's very interesting, the other day we mentioned how the Michigan news station, they leaked the GOP primary election results. And all of a sudden, we had another station, Fox 17 Online, they also leaked some information. Now, the numbers were a little different, but it still shows the same person as the winner. Now, can this be a flub a second time around? It doesn't seem possible. Seems like something's going on here. And I do believe they're trying to sway the elections and they're trying to actually get ahead of everything. So we'll have to see how this all plays out. And this is very interesting. Now, the other thing that's very interesting is that Trump, he mentioned the National Guard. Now, remember, he authorized the National Guard for January 6th. Now he mentions that we need the National Guard in all cities to maintain law and order. Take a listen to what he says.
And where there is a true and total breakdown of law and order, where citizens' most basic rights have been violated, then the federal government can and should send the National Guard to restore order and secure the peace without having to wait for the approval of some governor that thinks it's politically incorrect to call him in.
And this reminds me of Post 3. This is October 29, 2017. Why is the National Guard called up across 12 cities? Now, I do believe as we approach the midterms, we're going to see a lot of things happening. And why is he mentioning the National Guard now? This is very interesting. What is the deep state planning to do? And then Trump came out and he said that people, they can't take it anymore. They're reaching the precipice. Enough is enough. We're not going to take it anymore. Take a listen to what he says.
Something's going to have to happen because people are not going to take it much longer. There's two sets of justice, and we don't have to go into it, but nobody's ever seen what's happening today in our country.
Now, where did we hear this before? Well, this was a post, 4953, December 8, 2020. It says, and it's a link pointing to a YouTube video that was taken down, but it was, "We're not going to take it," by Twisted Sister. And this is one of the last posts before Q went offline, before Q came back online. So this is very interesting that he's mentioning this. And what this seems like is that we're getting closer and closer to the storm, because he's mentioning all of these different things. And it seems that now that he's suing the fake news, now that they're going after him with the Department of Justice, now that the economy's falling apart, as we approach the midterms, it seems we're reaching a critical juncture where he's ready to actually bring on the storm. And it seems that we're getting closer and closer, because Storm Has Arrived 17 on Telegram put out another thing that he said, and he said, "You'll still need somebody in the White House or it's not going to get done." And I think that help will be forthcoming, and it's going to be a lot sooner than people think. Take a listen to what he said.
"In the White House, or it's not going to get done. It can't be done. You need help. And I think that help will be forthcoming. And I think it's going to be a lot sooner than people think." Very important.
So with everything that he's saying and everything that he's putting out there, it seems that something is about to happen. Remember, Wisconsin, they're right on the edge of decertifying. And I do believe as he captures the midterms and the Patriots take control, we're going to see the decertification of the elections. And yes, before all this happens, we know the deep state players, they're going to try to stop all of this. Remember, they're going after Trump. They're going after him because they know that he caught them all. He has it all, and he's going to use it all. And they're doing whatever they possibly can to stop this. And remember something very important. The people need to see how evil, how treasonous these people are. Everything that they've been doing, every lie, every piece of propaganda is to cover up their treasonous acts. And if you notice, everything that they throw at Trump comes back to hit them square between the eyes. It's like a boomerang. Think about the Russian-Russia collusion hoax. It turns out that who was involved in this, who paid for it? Hillary Clinton. Then think about what happened in Ukraine. Who is responsible for that? Biden. But they projected it onto Trump. It was a boomerang, but right back to Biden. Think about the collusion working with foreign governments like Russia and China. This is the Hunter Biden laptop. Who was doing that? Biden again. Now, think about the election and the pandemic. Who pushed this? It's the same players once again. If you notice, everything that they've been doing, they've been losing. Because a little bit at a time, the truth continually seeps out and it shows the people, hey, Trump has been telling the truth and here are the facts, here are the documentation. These are the people that are treasonous. And we're going to see a lot more of this because Trump, the Patriots, they're showing the people that they just didn't commit these crimes. They knowingly committed the crimes and they knowingly covered up their crimes. And now it's being exposed to everyone. And everything that they're doing is failing, and it will continue to fail. And it seems that Trump, he's right at that point. And I do believe something big is going to drop. Listen, everyone, thanks a lot for listening. Be well, be safe, and especially be prepared. Thanks a lot.
Let's talk about protecting your wealth. Investment paralysis. There are hundreds of so-called experts predicting Bitcoin will go down to 10,000. And then Bitcoin went up to 31,000 again. It proves one thing. No one knows what they're talking about. My Digital Money is here to give you the facts about the cryptocurrency market. And the fact is that every dip is an opportunity for gains. Billionaires celebrate dips. That's when they go on an investment spree. When Bitcoin dipped to 29,000, it was institutional investors and billionaires that went in. And that's why they are billionaires. Cryptocurrency volatility is as great as its potential. When you're ready to invest in cryptocurrency, My Digital Money is here. Whether you want to open a crypto IRA or trading cash, My Digital Money is a US-based cryptocurrency company that will answer your call, whether it's a forgotten password or a question about coins available. They are there to help. They will not force you to listen to a 10-minute automated message. Call them and they will answer. They are here to help you every step of the ups and downs. Every dip is an opportunity for gains. MyDigitalMoney.com will always be here. MyDigitalMoney.com. Test us. Call them at 833-636-2008. That's 833-636-2008. Or go to MyDigitalMoney.com. Now let's talk about protecting your wealth. Now with inflation at 8.6% and climbing, you're going to need some help to get back to financial safety. Noble Gold experts will share their knowledge of gold IRAs so you won't have to worry about a thing. And if you're quick, they're giving away an incredible 1/10 ounce American Eagle Gold Proof coin with every qualifying IRA or 401k rollover. You can't go wrong with Noble Gold. Call them at 877-646-5347. That's 877-646-5347. Let's talk about our health. Weight management is a universal struggle. After we turn 20, this struggle becomes much harder. This is because our body's metabolism slows by as much as 4% each decade. This is why I highly recommend this amazing keto diet powder. It works to increase the level of ketones in your body without you ever needing to be on a keto diet. So you receive all the benefits of keto, including faster metabolism and weight loss without the strict diet of keto. The best thing about it is that it comes with free shipping, free VIP live health and fitness coaching for life, and free e-report titled The Top 14 Ketogenic Foods. If you want to help support your weight loss, you'll love this product. Get up to 51% off for the next 24 hours by going to ketowithx22.com. That is ketowithx22.com. Plus, you get free shipping and a 60-day money-back guarantee. Let's talk about being prepared. Friends, American farmers recently warned about coming food shortages. They're not going to be able to grow enough food this year because of an off-the-charts fertilizer shortage. That means you need to stockpile emergency food if you don't have some. Get the recommended minimum 3 months worth per person in your family. Right now, you can save $150 off 3-month emergency food kit from My Patriot Supply. They're the nation's largest preparedness company, proudly offering Ready Hour brand products because they're the very best. Go to preparewithx22.com and get your $150 savings on their 3-month emergency food kit. This kit provides breakfast, lunches, dinners, drinks, and snacks totaling over 2,000 calories a day. You won't go hungry when you have this food. So go to preparewithx22.com and save $150 on your 3-month food kit. That's preparewithx22.com. Don't let your family suffer. Act now while there's still time. Go to preparewithx22.com. That is preparewithx22.com. Let's talk about our health. Over 1,100 people participated in a study that demonstrated that collagen supplements are some of the best ways to improve the quality and health of your skin. The study found that taking collagen for 90 days is effective in reducing the appearance of skin aging by improving skin elasticity and hydration. So don't believe the naysayers. Collagen does work. The product I use is one of the most effective ways to strengthen joints, bones, and ligaments, support skin health, and help hair and nail growth. The best thing about using collagen powder is that it comes with free shipping, free VIP live health and fitness coaching for life, and free e-report titled The 14 Foods for Amazing Skin. Get up to 51% off if you order today by going to healthwithx22.com. That is healthwithx22.com. Plus, you get free shipping and 60-day money-back guarantee.